It is the review, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and the returning Sean Rogers to discuss Liverpool's Sunday doubleheader of Las Palmas and Sevilla. We're going to try and cover both games in one continuous show rather than do this in two or try and split it one game in one game. So we'll just try and cover the main talking points. And I guess the biggest question that arises, Sean, is the question of whether the earlier team was the team for Ipswich or as close to. But I know that you've got some thoughts as well on just the general interest in managing two games in a day, the fact that one is behind closed doors, the fact that one's in front of a crowd, you know, how you manage players' confidence, what players might glean from being in one side and not another, perhaps. And so, you know, there's plenty of things to sort of ponder once the games are over come Monday, right?
Yeah, it's really tricky. A lot of this is based on speculation, of course, because, you know, we obviously don't know the conversations, rightly don't know the conversations going on internally, and even the stuff that you see said publicly on this, because then the manager, you can predict what the manager's got to say about a situation like this. I think I've had situations where, albeit at a completely different level, where you've got two games on the same day, and it is a real challenge, especially in this situation for Slot, where one of them is very much a more prestigious game, not just because of, even though they're quite similarly matched clubs to a certain degree, Sevilla and
Las Palmas,
sorry, there you go. Mind going blank already, despite all my notes in front of me. And they ironically play each other on Friday night. Everyone in that squad is going to feel like it's an A game and a B game.
Yeah.
And no matter what the manager says to them, they are going to feel that way. So I've had that situation before when I was new to a club, and I've had that situation when I'd been at a club for a year. So when I've been at a club for a year, that was dead easy. I could mix and match it. Genuinely, I was more bothered about squad harmony at that point because I knew the players inside out. More importantly, they knew each other's game inside out. And I think there was just less pressure all round in terms of what I needed to see, combinations, getting players to work with one another. The first time round, it gave me a massive headache because I pretty much did have an idea in my mind about what team I wanted to go with opening day of the season. But that's opening day of the season, not for the season. And the issue you've got is, in a good way, if people are excited about what you're doing and people want to be involved, I do think a lot of players see the opening weeks of the season far more important than they actually are. And I think especially for players who have maybe some negative feelings about the season gone, whether that be their form, whether that be a lack of minutes, whether that be the role they had, whatever, that can just be a bit more extreme because you are dealing with young people.